4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Can I get a quick radio check?
W4NW, good B, good morning.
How we doing this morning? Who was out there? Oh, Robbie, hey, buddy. Well, guess what? I'm on a Mark II, a 706 Mark IIG of a friend of mine's. He just picked it up last night, and I am sure that he is listening in and trying to program this thing, and I finally got it to program up for this repeater. How does it sound?
You're full quiet and getting into the machine. Modulation may be just a little bit hot, though.
Okay. All right. Hey, would you mind if I made a quick adjustment real quick and tried to fix that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just tooling down the interstate.
Fantabulous. I'll be right back.
Roger, roger. W4 and WB, standing by.
Is that right there now? You still there, Robbie?
Yes, sir. I believe that's better.
All right. I got the mic gain down to a 3 on this thing. Yeah, it's a great little radio, and he stole it. Matter of fact, I had one that I picked up for $350, and that was a steal in itself, and I kind of paid it forward and helped get a young man started by letting it go for $350, and I'm regretting it now. But you say this little radio sounds good, huh?
Yeah, sounds fine. Your signal's good into the repeater and everything. Modulation sounds better. I can hear a little bit of the room, but I guess there's not a lot you can do about that. But, yeah, sounds fine.
Well, hang on just a second. I'm going to give you 5 seconds of dead key. I got a little air conditioner going in here. I'm going to shut it off real quick.
Okay, that may be what I'm hearing in the background.
Now, this ought to be just about near perfect. I'm going to give you 5 seconds of dead key.
Tape.
That getting rid of any background?
Yeah, it's quiet. You're fully quieted.
All right. Well, good deal. And last night when I first set this thing up, I hit Minnesota and a couple of other northern states just fine with it on HF, so he picked him up some ham sticks, and he's going to run those on the he's going to put this in his truck, so he ought to be in good shape.
Sounds like a good deal. Yeah, I'm headed from Spartanburg down to Greenville, heading back to the shop, and looks like the rain's holding off for now, thankfully.
I'm here a little bit this morning.
Yeah, it actually sprinkled a couple of times on me. It did once I got to the yard, and then while I was working on some trucks out there, it was sprinkling. And when I left, the sun was shining, so I think we're just on the border of a front or something coming.
They're talking like it's going to come in some good rain this evening, and possibly tomorrow, but hey, they changed their minds. It's supposed to be semi-sunny on Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, I'll take it, especially as cool as it's been. I don't know how warm it's supposed to get, but if it's sunny and nice like it has been, I'll take that any day. It's been beautiful.
Rajo. Yeah, and I've got plenty to do. Hey, I survived the wedding.
Yeah, I recognize that fact. I thought about you all day that day. I actually went up and played disc golf up there at Holston Creek, right across, practically across from your house. Went and played disc golf for the first time with my son Saturday and thought about you.
Well, hey, the next time you're up this way, you need to give me a call and pop in and say hello. That way you can I don't know if you want to put a face with this call sign or not. It's pretty well worn.
I need to. I'm not sure what my honey-do list is for this week. I know I got some more tracks I got to run in the studio, but I think I got a couple for a friend I talked to last night I need to do, too. So send them up toward Burnsville. And so I'll be probably just doing music Saturday.
Yeah. Well, listen, what are you doing Saturday morning?
I asked my wife what she had planned, and she said she didn't know yet, so I better wait on the general and find out what she says. But I don't know of anything.
I'll tell you what, I've got to do a little bit of light sandblasting, and I'll probably start about, 9 or 10. Why don't you give me a call and pop on by?
What's going on? I usually sleep in. I sleep until 7 o'clock on Saturday, so. Yeah, I still get up early. Keeps my routine going. But, yeah, I'll try to give you a yell Saturday if she didn't have anything going on. I don't think I have much. The grass has kind of died down. Normally Monday is my grass cutting day, so I didn't even have to mow this week. It was so cool. So, yeah, I may give you a yell Saturday. Appreciate it.
Now, do you have my phone number?
Yeah, you gave it to me last week. I've got it.
Good deal, bud. Just give me a call. Make sure that the plan hadn't changed.
Will do. Be glad to.
All right, well, I'm going to jump off of here, and I'm going to go up on the HF and see if I can't play around a little bit and see what I can find up there.
Have fun, Steve, and have a good day. And I'll try to holler at you Saturday morning, maybe. KN4VWA, W4NWB, SIP 3.
Do your call sign one more time. I'm about dang damaged.
I'm pretty bad. W4NWB, Whiskey 4, November, Whiskey Bravo. Not worth beans.
Well, my call sign's such a mess, I don't know what to apply to it. KN4VWA, I'm clear with you, bud. Have a good afternoon.
Take care, Steve. W4NWB, clear.
Let's see if anyone can hear me. Put their hands on at this angle.
Thank you, Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. I read your week.
Say, how about that angle right there? Because we're on a handy talkie, you know, you got to get the angle just right.
That sounds a little bit better, yeah.
You're not going to get with 2 watts where the repeater isn't where I am. You're not going to do very well.
What's your location?
But it's kind of, I'm in a building, so chances are, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't know why. I have a good radio location, but for some reason this repeater and I don't get along.
Yeah, I understand that. I just redid my antenna, and I'm not overly happy with it, but it still works.
In fact, that's on the gutter at the building, because it's a two-story building. The problem is, the gutter is aluminum, so I'm going to have to make a bracket to put the mag mount on it to try it.
Just get a channel lock or C-clamp or something like that. That'll work fine.
You got a couple of locks. Just take one for the shop. Just C-clamp it. Just clamp it to the gutter. Put a piece of steel on it to clamp it to. And then the magnetic mount will grab the steel and then C-clamp that to the gutter.
Hey, whatever works, you know.
I'm playing with a C-clamp out there, but until I can fix it right, until I change all the colors on my tower.
Yeah, I'm on a mobile magnetic mount at my van here.
Okay. Yeah. Power, I run a little handy talking with the antenna that's on it, so I'm probably running like 3 watts.
Yeah, I'm probably running about 30, maybe 40.
Right, in the repeater, it's right there.
What's it?
Here we are. I mean, it sounds pretty strong.
Oh, that's a big release.
Vans, you got a good ground plane on the van.
Yeah, that's true, and it's big and it's flat, so it mirrors the earth real well.
The problem is you gotta watch out. Sometimes the have a good magma. Every once in a while, the antenna might whack something low and it might slide it off. But usually, if you got a good antenna, you can just take it back on and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I ran into that problem. I went over to the hospital and those garages, every time I'd go underneath the beam, it would hit.
They have the darn thing so low, they know people drive all kinds of things in and out of there. You would think they'd have enough common sense.
Yes, that's all.
But, you know, it's one of those things, you know. Plus, a lot of guys don't run antennas anymore. I don't think people... Most people don't even know where an antenna is anymore. That's far enough to figure that part out.
Everybody relates to CBs, and we don't, of course.
When I first learned radio, I never learned Morse code because I have a dyslexia issue, and I used to run... I knew a lot of guys out 11 meters who really knew what they were doing. I used to hang around with a bunch of radio guys. We used to go play modulated AM and stuff, and we had a real good, crazy bunch of... We had a lot of fun because we had to build all our transmitters and test them out on 11 meters.
Yeah, I used to do CW, but that was years ago when I was up in D.C. And I was in with the radio guys there and got out away from it, so I couldn't do it now other than do SOS. That's about it.
I see it real bad, so I have a problem with sequences of things, and it's hard to learn after that. That's one of the reasons until they dropped the code, that's why I didn't become an amateur until I did. I think I need to learn it someday to see if I can figure a way to do it. I might use a computer to receive it and a computer to send it and get my spelling of the stuff, and that's how I'm going to address it.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about the modern-day equipment. You can send and receive on a computer and not even know CW.
I'm going to use some nice old vacuum tube equipment and for a final. Nothing better than vacuum tube, especially if you're using low power. But, you know, you can build some nice little CW stuff relatively cheap. And the thing is, you can get, nowadays, you can buy those little teeny-weeny, solid-state little, couple-tip little transmitters that are stable as a rock. And you just drive the vacuum tube final with that.
There's several of them around that are up for sale. I know that on the South Carolina single sideband net, they've got a guy selling one, and on the 2-meter net at night, 9 o'clock, they've got a swap meet going on, and I think there's one on there.
I think there's even little kits you can buy for like 19 or 20 bucks. You can build a little transmitter pretty cheap for one band, and that's all you really need.
Yeah, that's true. I think Jamco has them, and they're probably the cheapest and easiest to build.
Well, being blind, I can't solder. I got to figure a way to solder. I burned several fingers. I soldered the coax connector a couple times, and without sight, that is a pain.
I got to do surface mount components because I work on the 2-meter radios and repair them when I can, and I've worked on the old hybrid vacuum tube solid state radios.
I got this Kenwood book. I wish I never sold it. I had a little Kenwood I picked up, and there's a hidden little driver tube in that thing. It's real hard to find it. And he said the transmitter didn't work. I said, it doesn't work. I looked at it. I went to play with it, turned it up. I said, you know what's wrong with this thing? I used my 706 to listen, and I found out there was no drive to the final. I said, wait a minute. So I looked in this, had someone look in the bag, and sure enough, there was one little driver tube stuck on a circuit board, buried. I changed the driver tube, tuned it right up, and it worked like a champ.
Sounds like it was a peanut tube when you solder in.
It had a tube socket. And then I had a hip kit. I had a shielding issue with that one, a 102, SP-102, which I never should have sold that one either. But it's a little tough. I got to build a volt of SWR meter for, because I can't see, and a watt meter. I got to build some because you can't buy them anymore. And you can't buy voltmeters if you can't see anymore either.
A while back that actually gave you a voice readout.
Selling them.
I'm thinking it was an ENCO type thing. It was for people with diminished sight or blind people.
Find out, give me a call and see if they still make them or sell. I know they discontinued a lot of that stuff. You can't get it no more. But if they can, if they make them or we find a way to modify one, it'd be great. Because I've got to do something about that problem.
Yeah, I understand that real well. I got a friend of mine. He just retired from the School for the Blind over in Spartanburg after 30 years. And he's got one eye, and that sight's going on that one, too.
My name is Paul, K1PXD. He's up in Connecticut. Matter of fact, he does boom downs. And he built an amplifier for 1,200 megahertz, 1,200 watt amp with vacuum tubes. And he said he soldered. I looked at the amp he built. I said, how? He goes, oh, I burned my finger. I soldered one connection at a time and I sizzled my finger. I said, that must have took you 6 months to build it, man. I tried soldering like that. That's crazy.
Magnifying glass, but recently I just bought a LED microscope. That way I can see what I'm doing on those real small items.
Now, what I was thinking of doing was getting some chip sockets, put them on a circuit board, getting some silver solder, flux them, and put epoxy-ed chip sockets down, and then solder, and then just flip them upside down in the oven and heat them up to solder. You can get the silver solder, you know, the liquid solder, solder them.
Well, that's the way, they call that wave soldering. That's how they do a lot of circuit boards. They just put the components on there and run it through a bath of solder underneath the board, and it solders everything.
Chip sockets with no locks on them, because that way you can take the chips out and change the chips, and the chips wouldn't tap in it to solder the sockets to the board.
Yeah, that's the way to go. I definitely encourage the sockets for the chips.
To do that, you got to put some zinc or Norlox on the pins where you slide the chip in so they don't corrode.
That's a fact. You got to watch that. The corrosion and vibration with age and such, you do have problems with that.
You got to pull a chip out, that's not too bad.
Now I have a vacuum system that I can desolder it and suck all the solder right off of it and then just pull the chip right out.
So I'm going to play with sockets because when outside, if I need to change something out, if I make something, I want to be able to just change it out.
Get a breadboard, put the sockets on there, that way you can play around with it.
Put that meter, who did it, who's got one, because I want to see if I... The National Federation of the Blind has asked me to help. I've got a computer, I got a mega circuit for a dial board gauge for reading. I've got a digital dial board gauge, it's audible, but I've got to remake the circuit that signs for the blind. It was a crummy circuit, so you can read a meter, and I need, I'm going to need some help to get it done, because I'm not going to be around on this earth much longer, probably another year or two, maybe three if I'm lucky. So I want to get this stuff done to help other blind people while I'm able to do it.
Yeah, a winner there. You might have to get some sort of rheostat type setup, a real sensory rheostat that would be attached to your needle. As a needle moved across, then it would read, and then you could convert that from analog to digital for voice.
Oh, you could use this tone circuit with tones and use a digital tone with null. You just null it, put braille dots on the outside for a circuit too. I'll figure something out. I just gotta see what's available right now to get through what I gotta get through. I got a nice copy of 1962 Radio Amateur Handbook in front of mine, sent it to me. That's got all the theory and a lot of the vacuum tube theory in the forums for building transmitters and pinet. Got a lot of simple circuits in there, which is good because a lot of those formulas you don't run into them like tube diagrams. You don't run into a lot of good diagrams with all that information today.
Yeah, that's fine, I understand that. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in here and I got to unload my groceries. Yeah, look my number up on the QZL and give me a call sometime. It's Q Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike.
Give you my phone number, you call me. I'll give you my number on here. I'll catch forgot to call. I'm very bad with that. When you get to where you're going, I'll give you my phone number. You write it down. 864 382-6108. And what I'll do is I'll write the number down in Braille once you give me, just leave it on my machine, because my phone you can't retrieve. Just leave your number on my machine when you call with your call sign. You got to tell me what voice, because my phone, I can't retrieve it. So just leave a message on my machine when you get a chance, and I'll call you back.